from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of seeing the downfall of your enemies. We know that the story of Lot, they were told, Al Tabeda Charecha, that when it came to Lot, they were not allowed to turn around and look behind them. Why not? Because really, Lot was not worthy. There's no statement anywhere that Lot was worthy to be saved. But he's called him in Avraham, that God remembered Avraham, and he saved Lot. There was no special worthiness of Lot, and certainly not his wife. Well, he was saved out of a certain kindness. So therefore, they have no right to look back and see the enemies, see the wicked people, and their destruction with the destruction of Sodom, because they also deserve to be destroyed as well. And they have nothing over their neighbors who were destroyed. They have no right to see the downfall of the other wicked people. However, notice, comes to Egypt, Sfasem points out that it seems to be a contrast. That Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the shore. So we actually merited to see their passing away. So it seems that when the Jews were passing through, they had merit. But on the other hand, we know the measures that the angels turned to God and they said, you're going to destroy the Egyptians and you're going to save the Jews. Halalu avdi avarazar, halalu avdi avarazar. These people worship idols and those people worship idols. The Jews, the Egyptians, they're all the same. Why are you saving one over the other? What happened? Somehow, says his father, we must have been zocha bedin. We must have merited to win, logically speaking, that somehow we won. We won that argument and we were saved out of some sort of merit, some sort of cause, whether it was even because of Avraham Avinu, whatever it was. But we somehow deserved to live. And therefore, we were able to merit to actually see the downfall of the enemy. Vanir Ebes Sonai, which says in the Hallel, we say that if you're really very, very fortunate, then Hashem Li Dozrai, Hashem helps me, Vanir Ebes Sonai, and I'll actually be able to see the enemy fall. And that's the extent to which we won. However, the Sfas Emunah points out in another year that there was a moment where the Jews were not allowed to see the enemy. When is that? During the Makas Bechoros, during the plague of the firstborn. What happened? The Egyptians' firstborn were smitten. The Jewish firstborn, generally speaking, if they put the blood on the doorpost, were not smitten. And what did God say? No one can go out of their house until morning. Why not? Because we couldn't see the Egyptians. Why? Because there really was no reason. There was no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. The fact that we had to put blood on the doorpost showed that had it not been for the blood on the doorpost, we would have no reason to be saved. We really were the same as the Egyptians. So there, we didn't have that right. It was only later that we had the right to look back when the sea split. We reached a new madriga, a new level where we were able somehow, not just by chesed, not just through God's mercy that we were saved, but somehow we reached a level that even logically, it was God saw fit that we should be saved. Therefore, we were worthy of that level, being able to see the downfall of the enemy. If you think about the Jews during the time of the Exodus, on the one hand, it was completely out of chesed. It was completely out of God's tremendous mercy that we were saved at all. I mean, we had assimilated, we'd become very indistinguishable from the Egyptian in many ways. But through the process of Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Exodus, through the process of the Shiras Hayam, the Jews being so thankful at splitting the sea, where they finally opened their mouths, as Yashir Moshe Uvene Israel, that Moshe and the Jews began to sing a song as we went through. There were some Jews who did call out to God before the sea split. Rabbis say that the Jews sang Hallel as they were being saved, before they were saved. The Jews underwent some sort of transformation. And that perhaps is what Pesach is all about. It's about transforming ourselves from the chesed of the kindness that God performed, an absolute act of love and saving the Jews, where we had the Exodus, and we went out of Egypt, and the firstborn were not smitten, to the point where eventually by the end of Pesach, we reach a certain level where we have some merit. We have some worthiness of being saved. And maybe that's what we have to reach that level, that perhaps we have many things in our lives that are good, that are going our way. And maybe it's all chesed from Hashem. Maybe we don't deserve it. By the end of Pesach, we have to feel like we've transformed a little bit. We've come to a realization of our thankfulness to God. We sing Shira. We sing songs to God. And through that Shira and through those songs and through our religious growth, hopefully we come to a point where maybe we actually deserve this salvation. It becomes not the nama de kisufa, as the Kabbalah explains, that at first really the bread of matzah, in many ways it's a nama de kisufa. It's embarrassing that God gave us all these things and we didn't deserve it. It's embarrassing bread. It's matzah. And we come to the point where we get out of this period and we keep counting until Shavuos, and then we'll have actual bread. We'll reach a point where we somehow worked on it. We worked on ourselves for 49 days and we became ready for Sinai, ready for receiving the Torah, ready to move on to the next level. This is our goal during Pesach, to mimic and to model ourselves after the Jews of that time, to go from being people who are beneficiaries of just simply God's kindness to hopefully in some small way, deserving in some small way due to our small efforts, deserving even better. So let's hope that during this time of Pesach, we can be just like the Jews of old and go to the point where in the end, we actually do something to earn our salvation. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation, for discussion of Pesach. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays and the Parsha. Thank you so much.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.